Also, the people chatting in the meeting room should know they're all being recorded. Anyways, so we're getting close to Tisha B'Av. So we're going to go through the halachot a bit of 3 weeks, 9 days, and of course Tisha B'Av itself, as much as we can cover in this time. So first of all, you should know already 2 weeks ago from Shivasa B'Tammuz already started this period of the 3 weeks. 3 weeks is a very sad time because Shivasa B'Tammuz, the Romans started encircling, they started the siege of Yerushalayim, and then Tisha B'Av, they actually broke the temple. But the first break in the wall was the 17th of Tammuz. So these 3 weeks are known as Bein HaMetzarim. And therefore, many customs have come over the centuries to show the sadness of this time. So the custom is the whole 3 weeks, we haven't done weddings, we don't play music, don't have haircuts, don't cut our beards. That's already from Shiva's Tammuz. Now, last Wednesday was Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Av, we start more intensive. 9 days, it says in the Talmud, Mishinichnas Av, Mima'atin B'Simcha. When the month of Av comes, we diminish the Simcha, we diminish the happiness. So there we already have special halachot for the month of Av, or for the first 9 days of the month of Av. First of all, we say the mazal of the Jewish people, the luck. The protection Jewish people is very weak in this time. So therefore it says, if you're planning on doing something, an investment, a court case, something that you can choose when to do it, try to make it at some other time, not in the month of Av. Because this is the time when if you want, the protection Jewish people is very weak in Shammai.
Excuse me, excuse me. Can the people in the background go somewhere else to talk? It's very annoying too.
People cannot hear
Please.
the talking. Well, the problem is the shiur is really for the people who are in the minyan room. So I'm just giving a Zoom connection to those people who couldn't come. But I can't tell people to leave the minyan room, you know?
Okay.
Sorry. I'll try to keep the computer a bit closer. Okay. So. Yeah. That is Mishinas Av and Ma'atin B'Simcha. That's the first thing, that anything that you can push off for later, anything that's where you might win, you might lose, a court case or something, a job interview, whatever it is, try not to do it in Av, because that's when the mazal of the Jewish people is very, very weak. Then, business. So any sort of business is related to happiness. Building something, I don't know, preparing for a simcha, for bar mitzvah, for chuppah, for anything that you're spending money for something happy, buying new clothes, buying a new car, I don't know, something that makes you very happy, you should not do on this during these 9 days. To make any purchase that is for the purpose of simcha, right? Then we have washing clothes. Yeah, so we don't wash clothes, we don't do our laundry during the 9 days. If something gets really dirty, and if you don't wash it now, it's gonna become bad, especially with children and accidents and so on. That's fine, you can wash it. Of course, there's a stain somewhere, you can wash it off. You don't have any clothes, you know. Sometimes you're in a situation that you weren't able to wash earlier, you don't have anything now, that would be fine. But otherwise, a person, oh, very good. So, a lot of these halachot, they are borrowed from the halachot of Shiva. These are the same halachot, very similar to when somebody has lost a relative, he's sitting Shiva. When you wash your clothes, and you wear nice, fresh, clean, laundered clothes, you feel good, yeah? Because they're like, you know, it feels very good to wear something very fresh, you know? But in this time, we diminish the concentration on our physical pleasures, Because we want to show that we're not happy, you know, we want to show that we're very sad, we're feeling avelim, we're mourners. Yeah, the temple was destroyed. We're not in the place we should be. We cannot keep the Torah and mitzvot the way we should. Yeah.
What is it about washing? Is it about clothes?
Oh, so there are two halachot, one by one. First of all, you don't wash clothes, mm-hmm. even if the purpose is to wear them after Tisha B'Av. Mm-hmm. But then you're concentrating on how am I going to make my life more comfortable after Tisha B'Av. Yeah? Same thing, you don't buy it. I want to go on a holiday after Tisha B'Av. So I buy a ticket now. Also, you can't do that because you're spending money on the Simcha now. Either the Simcha will be later, but you're now doing the 9 days instead of concentrating on the Avelut, concentrating on the sadness, concentrating on the mourning, you're concentrating on. Oh, I hope Tisha B'Av will be over very soon. I can already go on my holiday. You know, that's not the point. Really, you should feel I'm so sad that you know, every day is Tisha B'Av, really, because there is still, it says, as long as the Midrash is not built, every day we're in Avelut, yeah? But we can't be Avelim the whole time. You have to be happy. You cannot serve Hashem if you're not happy. So we say, okay, so we put the sadness into a specific time of the year. But really, it's a sadness that's with us the whole time. You know, I always like to remind people, there's only 200 mitzvot that we can keep out of 613. Only a third of the Torah we can do nowadays. Two-thirds we don't have.
So you bring it up and then wedding.
Yeah.
Still reminds me that it's not the ultimate.
We're missing over half of two-thirds of the Torah nowadays. So it's quite a big thing. There's so many mitzvot we cannot do without the Beit HaMikdash. So that's one halacha, we don't wash clothes. Very good. Then the next halacha is, even if you have clothes you washed before the 9 days, we don't wear if they're freshly laundered. Okay, so what do you do practically? So first of all, underwear, these things, it's okay. You can wear freshly laundered because that's a basic need. Yeah, people are used to, you know, when you reach Shulchan Aruch, it often says very, very strict things. But you have to remember that the way they live, let's say in Poland for 400 years ago, people didn't have showers very much. People didn't change their clothes very much. So they were, you know, they were used to a different style of life. But of course, if somebody is an Istanis, somebody is delicate, then the halakha is different. Because the point of the Chachamim was not to make you suffer or Chas v'Shalom to make you dirty and you smell and then you make other people suffer. Or you catch illnesses. That's not the point here. Yeah, the point is you take away the comfort of wearing freshly laundered clothes. So underwear is fine, but shirts, trousers, whatever you wear on top, there you shouldn't wear them freshly laundered. You should ideally before Rosh Chodesh Av, you should wear them for an hour or two or whatever the clothes that you're planning on wearing, and then you can wear them during the 9 days. If you didn't do so. And you don't have any, all your clothes are freshly laundered. There's nothing that's been worn already. Put them on the floor, jump on them a few times with your shoes, and that makes them worn. That will make it considered worn. Okay. That's that. That's practical. You don't sew clothes also. Yeah, so that's exactly what I was saying. If you step on the clothes, if you jump on them a bit, that will make them fit for wearing during the 9 days. Of course, not ideal. Ideally, you should have before the 9 days worn them. Okay, that's that. Okay, we said we don't sew clothes, we don't buy new clothes. Of course, we don't wear new clothes because we don't even wear freshly laundered old clothes. So that's very clear.
Books.
Yeah. If it's to learn from the books, then that's fine. Yeah.
What if
they just
for beauty
of your life? Forbidden.
That's only if you actually get a
read from. I don't know. Usually, you buy a book because you're planning on learning it at some point. You know, you don't buy a book for nothing, or just to show off that you're a Talmid Chacham. I have a lot of that you don't read. Okay. Good.
The purpose is to avoid saying Shehiyanu.
That's another thing. Now, Moshe is saying another point. Not only the 9 days, the whole 3 weeks.
Yes.
On the 5th of Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, there is a law that you should try to avoid Shecheyanu as much as possible. What's the bracha? Shecheyanu, Shecheyanu, Vekimanu, Vegyan Lazman Hazeh. Well, thank you, God. You brought me, gave me life. You brought me to this day. That's not a good thing to say because this is a very bad day. This is the days of Avelu. How can you thank God that I'm here in this day? So we try to avoid Shecheyan as much as possible. But that's not as strict. Yeah? Now during the 9 days, you cannot buy any new clothes. Not all new clothes you say Shecheyanu. Shecheyanu, it has to be something like, you know, something a little bit more valuable, a trouser, a suit, whatever. If you buy you buy a pair of underwear, you don't say Shecheyanu. It doesn't have any value to it. But still, you can't do it during the 9 days, but you could do it earlier during the 3 weeks. Meat. We don't eat meat and we don't drink wine. And wine means grape juice as well during the 9 days, except for Shabbat. Yeah, yesterday, of course, we could eat meat normally. Otherwise, we don't eat meat. We don't drink wine on Shabbat, on the 9 days. The reason being because in the Beit HaMikdash, we brought korbanot of meat and of wine, pesachim and meat. So in a way, we're showing how can we be happy and how can we eat the meat and wine when the Beit HaMikdash is missing the meat and wine. Okay. That is, yeah, okay. We talk about cutting hair. That's clear. Or washing yourself. Okay. So here again, it's very interesting. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's very, very strict. He says, like, you know, nothing. Like, well, before Shabbat, wash your face and hands and your feet, and that's it, like in cold water. Nowadays, if you go 9 days without a shower, it's, you know, it's, you're gonna, it's Chilul Hashem. People think, religious people, they're smelling, and it can be, cause illnesses and so on. It's a different life. We're much cleaner nowadays. We're used to washing ourselves. So what the poskim say is that if you wash yourself in water, that's not the two things. First, you should wash with water that's not so, that's not pleasant. That's a bit cooler. It's a bit annoying. You have to stay in it very long. And then you're washing well for hygiene. Hygiene is permitted. The pleasure of washing is taken away. So you make it wash with cooler water and, also, you don't stand under the shower. And then it's like, or lie in the bath, though, properly the whole body. You wash well. I need to wash my arm. I wash my arm. I wash my stomach. I wash my parts that you need. Part by part, you wash your body with cooler water. That is fine. And that's how we do washing ourselves, rechitza, during the 9 days. One last thing, during the whole 3 weeks, only from 17th of Tammuz until the 9 days, we avoid anything, any activity that is dangerous. Now, this is a very difficult halakha to define, because really you're never allowed to do something dangerous. Written in the Torah, u'shmartem me'od nashmatechem. You're never allowed to do something dangerous. But because the mazal of Jewish people is very bad in this time, it's well done, you should be extra careful. So I don't know exactly where to draw the line, because something that's really dangerous, you should never do. So what it's in the past, many people, let's say, they try to avoid travel during the 3 weeks. But now many people say, I don't know, taking an airplane is so safe and it's so rare that anything dangerous can happen. Very hard to know. I remember once I was in a camp in France, and I was a teenager, Jewish camp, and there was talk about going to the roller coaster during the 3 weeks, and the rabbi said, no, it's a dangerous. So, you know, it's hard to know, but I suppose try to be as careful as possible. It's brought down. You shouldn't hit your children. Shulchan Aruch in the 3 weeks. Our rabbi is still joking. Sure, it seems to be the rest of the year you have to hit the children. But it means to say you have to be extra careful, yeah? Even things that maybe the rest of the year you wouldn't be, you say it's very, very small chance everything dangerous will happen. During the 3 weeks, you should try to be careful, take extra precautions. Now, everything I've said is I've gone to halacha, the minag of the Ashkenazim. You should know, Sfaradim have differences many of these things. The fact is, all of these are minhagim. The halacha in the Talmud is very little, yeah? But the further we went from the Beit HaMikdash, the more we started keeping a different minhagim, because Jewish people felt we have to do an action. If you just say, I remember the Beit HaMikdash, but it's too far from us. So you do physical actions to put you into the mood of the Avelut. And slowly we move towards Shabiav. So the main difference is that among Sfaradim, the laws of washing clothes and having a shower and all this, they only start not on the Rosh Chodesh Av, but they start on today, the Sunday before Tisha B'Av. And they only keep the week where Tisha B'Av falls. But so Sfaradim, it's interesting. Some years it can be just one day, if Sunday is Tisha B'Av. Some days, yes, it's 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And some year, like this, is the longest possible, is from Sunday to Thursday.
Is it almost the same as
me? Yeah, exactly.
What did you have on Saturday?
Ooh, that's a very big machloket. Halacha le'maaseh we take on is only Sunday. Because we push off Shabbat Sunday, so Tisha B'Av is Sunday.
Yes, but when regarding the week of
Shabbat, you don't fast on Tisha B'Av anyways.
No,
so the week of Shabbat. Yes, yeah, so the week of Tisha B'Av, it's a machloket. Halacha le'maaseh we take on that the real Tisha B'Av is the Sunday, not the Shabbat.
So
it's only one day. Only one day.
Only on the day itself.
Yeah. Okay. Then we come. So that's the 9 days, the 3 weeks. There's, of course, a lot more to talk about. But, you know, in a few days again, Tisha B'Av. So let's try to get to Tisha B'Av itself. When this coming Wednesday is Erev Tisha B'Av. An extra, it's brought down, Erev Tisha B'Av already, you're in the mood of Tisha B'Av, so already you shouldn't be going on outings, you know, just letayer, just to go somewhere because I enjoy going there. I don't know if they're going on a trip or something. Yeah? If you have little children, need to get them out of the house and take them to the park, that's fine. That's not for you because you want to enjoy yourself. That's for your children so that they don't, so that you can get things done without them. We get to midday, Chatzot. Chatzot is now, I think, 20 past one. Let me check. When is Chatzot in? 25 past one in the afternoon. Wednesday afternoon, we already stop learning Torah. Yeah? Very interesting. Wednesday, the day before. Yeah, after Chatzot, you on midday, you cannot learn Torah, and that will continue all the way till the end of Tisha B'Av, Thursday night. Yeah, why is that? Because Tisha B'Av is not allowed to learn Torah, but if you learn lots of Torah just before Tisha B'Av, your head is going to be full of Torah, so it's going to bring you joy during Tisha B'Av. So that's where the minhag is already in the afternoon. We stop learning Torah the day before Tisha B'Av. Of course, both the day before and on day Tisha B'Av, there are certain things you're always allowed to learn. You're very encouraged to learn. There is certain pages in Maseret Gittin that tell the story of the Churban. There is the Megillat Echa itself, of course. There is certain parts of Yirmiyahu. You can learn all the laws of mourning. Many Chachamim, that's what they used to do. Tisha B'Av, they learned all the laws of death and what happens when somebody dies and what happens when you know, there's lots of things you can learn about on Tisha B'Av. In the evening, so Tisha B'Av is going to start. Atem chozrim achshav? Atem chozrim ha'erev? Okay. So then we get Tisha B'Av itself. So Wednesday, let me give you the times. So how should you do, how do you prepare yourself? So usually the custom is that, so the fast starts 10:08, we start Mincha here 10 o'clock. So usually what you should do, have a meal with all the whatever you want, 6 or 7 o'clock, whatever, whenever you want, eat everything you feel that you need. And then when you get closer to the Tisha B'Av, just before you go to the synagogue, then you have the Seudat HaMafseket, the special sad meal of the mourners of Tisha B'Av.
The mass.
Yeah.
But
as
it's
a mitzvah. It's Yom Kippur. I'll tell you what it is. The halakha is like this. The last meal before Tisha B'Av, there's very special halakhot. You're only allowed to eat one cooked fruit, that's been cooked. Yeah, you can have vegetables and salads as much as you want, but only one cooked food. Yeah. The last meal before the fast. But listen to me now. The last meal that you eat, this is the law. You sit on the floor, and usually make the room a bit darker, and you eat separate from each other, not as a group together, the whole family. That's the halakha of the last meal for the Shabbat. Now, what many people do, because it's a bit hard, and you know you're going to have a whole day of fasting the next day, what makes it a lot easier is to have a normal meal earlier. Then that's not the last meal, so it doesn't have all the halakhot of the last meal. And then just before you go to shul, you wash your hands, you have a boiled egg on the floor, and you eat the sudat avelin. Oh, very good. Very common custom is that you light a match, you blow it off, you take the ashes, you put it on the egg, on the bread, and you say, Zeh seudat tisha b'av. This is the meal of tisha b'av. Wash your hands, yeah, right? So that's the easiest way to do it. You eat what you need to eat earlier, just before you go to the synagogue, netilat yadayim, some bread and an egg on the floor. And you don't sit together, because if you sit together, you have to make zimun, and we don't want to make zimun. It's a seudav avelut. You sit on the floor in a bad mood. You already get yourself to the mood of tisha b'av. Yeah, Wednesday, just before you come to synagogue, 10 o'clock is mincha. And
if there's more than three men, you don't say zimun.
So you should sit far away from each other, so this way you don't need to make zimun. That's that. Okay, that's clear.
Excuse me. I have a question about sitting on the floor until the halaktiseen aikaan asti iltapäivällä. Niin monelta se on.
Okay, very good. So from Wednesday night until Thursday is Tisha B'Av midday. So I'll tell you when is midday exactly. Midday, you said 1:25. Let me check what it says here. 1:25, yeah. 1:26 to be more exact. 1:26 Thursday afternoon, you're allowed to go and stand up on a normal chair. In the night of Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to be in bed normally. Those many people, they try to put the mattress on the floor, but it's not absolutely necessary. But if you want to sit down, the custom is to sit on the floor or on a very, very low stool. That's like, just a very low stool on the floor, like something that's fine, or a cushion, that's fine. And then we come to the synagogue, and then Tisha B'Av starts exactly 10:08. What are the halachot of Tisha B'Av? So it's very similar. It's basically have the same five inuim as Yom Kippur, but for very different reasons. Yom Kippur is not a sad day. Yom Kippur is a very happy day. Yom Kippur is the holiest day, so we take away physical pleasures because we're concentrating the spiritual. Tisha B'Av is a very sad day, and we're trying to feel, you know, we don't want to show so much worrying about your own pleasure when the Beit HaMikdash is in ruins, yeah? Now, the purpose is the same. The purpose is to get to Teshuvah. You get to Teshuvah from happiness, you get to Teshuvah from sadness. The point is, things are not the way they should, and I want to do teshuvah, and so that things could get better. The previous chief rabbi of France, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Yosef Sitruk, he had a very nice thing. He always said, "How does it go? Tammuz starts with a Tav, Av starts with an Aleph. Tav is the last letter of the alphabet, Av is the first letter of the alphabet." We did things wrong. We went from Tav to Aleph. We went in the wrong order. So we fell down to Tisha B'Av. Then you start repairing. Elul, Tishrei, Aleph, Tav. You start working, go up, start making things the right way, put things in the right order. So what are the five inuim? So of course, no eating and drinking from 10:08 Wednesday night all the way till Thursday night. We are Thursday. Thursday night, the fast. Yeah, 10 past 11. That's right, 11 past 11. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I want. 10 past 11. 10 past 11 at night on Thursday night. Okay, so no eating, no drinking, no intimate relations. The husband and wife, they separate their beds. No anointing, so using creams or anything like that on your skin that makes your skin better, that would be forbidden. Not wearing leather shoes, shoes that don't have leather in them, and we don't wash ourselves at all. Not like the 9 days that you don't wash your whole body, or you don't have any washing at all. Only when you come from the bathroom or before the tefillah, in the morning wake up, you can wash the fingers of Tisha B'Av. That's it. Same as Yom Kippur.
You can have your
time? Tisha B'Av also, only the fingers. Okay.
What about the wearing leather shoes? Is it allowed for certain before the tzom starts?
Yeah.
Before the tzom ends?
No. All the way. The whole these five things, they're the whole 25 hours. All 25 hours. Okay, so that is Tisha B'Av. Now, one big difference, of course, is Yom Kippur, you can't work. Tisha B'Av, very interesting. You can do little melachot, you can turn on the light, you can use your computer, that's fine. But you shouldn't go to work. Ideally, it's a good minhag not to go at all the whole day because it takes your mind away from the avelut. But if you need to, you know, you can't take that many days off, whatever. So after Chatzot, after midday, again, after 25 past one in the afternoon, you can go to work. But the morning is very important. The evening before in the morning, everybody sits on the floor in the synagogue and they say the kinnot and we do the avelut together. In the synagogue, we dim the lights to remember to show that we're missing the light of the Beit HaMikdash. The evening and the morning, we sit on the floor, we say the Echa. I'm going to Thursday morning, we'll do the keynote. I'll also try to explain a bit each keynote, what the meaning is. And then at midday, 1:25, you're allowed to sit on a chair. And then when we come to Mincha, we already put our tefillin and we put the cover on the ark. Very interesting, actually, because that's the time the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. But we already put a bit of hope in it because the Mikdash was destroyed, but God didn't kill us. So God still trusts us that there's a chance that we might, we can make the Shuvah. Now, one last important thing that's less known, less well known. When the fast ends on Thursday night, so of course you can eat, you can drink, everything. But the laws of Avelut of the 9 days, that means showering, haircuts, nails, whatever, they continue until Friday noon, one more day. Why? Because actually the Beit HaMikdash burned for 2 days. So you can't fast for 2 days. A person can't fast so long. But the customs of the 9 days, washing clothes, all of that, we wait till Friday afternoon, 25 past one. So not Hashem, it should all be theoretical. Mashiach should come already before Wednesday, and the Shabbat should be a big simcha, a big chag, and hope to see you all in Yerushalayim. But if not, we'll see you all here in the synagogue.
Sorry, one more question.
Oh, sure.
Say again, Wednesday night,
yeah.
When is the last time to eat?
10:08, 8 past 10 in the evening. 8 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 22:08.
Exactly.
Yeah, because before I think you said 8 o'clock. That's why I get confused because it should be. Okay.
Somebody asked a question here. Interesting question. Yes. Can you swim in a lake on Shabbat in the middle of the 9 days? So I think the problem is the washing is not a problem, but you can't swim on a lake on any Shabbat. Chachamim forbade swimming on Shabbat. Because you might want to build a raft. So the question is a good question, but it's actually forbidden on every Shabbat, not only during the 9 days. But otherwise, you're right. Or you're right. During the 9 days, the restrictions of 9 days do not apply on Shabbat. Okay.
One more question, please.
Yeah, sure.
On Rosh Chodesh Av, you don't say usually.
I've never heard that.
Do you? Never.
It's good that you said, I completely forgot. There's one more halakha about Tisha B'Av, the day itself. We don't say hello to people. That's the same as when somebody is sitting Shiva. So we don't say good morning, good evening. We just go straight into the conversation. If somebody says hello to you, then you can answer back, but it's very bad to not to answer out of politeness. But otherwise, you should not say good morning, good evening, hello. Just go straight into the conversation. What about sauna on Shabbat that isn't burning anymore? If the sauna is not burning, it's just a hot room. So that should be fine, but I have to check that. Okay, I have to get back to you. I think that if just a hot room that's cooling down, I think it's okay. But I have to check that because this was one of there is a discussion halacha about these different types of washing on Shabbat and what's permitted. Okay. Good. So if anybody has any more questions, of course, you can post them, just send them to me, or you can post them in the Judaism group. Okay. Kol tov.